That's the lost soul. So every Muslim consciously should repeat 10 times a day. Okay, I declare to everybody that this is my beloved and my love. I need you. Take me. Lead me towards the shortest way to you. That's the only thing that you should ask. If you ask for something else, that's out of question. Because what else you should ask him? If you ask him to get closer to him, when you're closer to him, you don't need anything. All you need will vanish. This is the essence of this. You say, there is only one thing worthy of asking or looking for. Is getting closer to him. Let's go back to all the references he made in the last paragraph. That, okay, if you're unworthy, you become worthy. And if you're worthy, you become enlightened, finished. There are only two levels. First level of improvement is turning back towards him. And the second one is to be dissolved. To go to that state of ecstasy, to experience non-existence. These two levels is always there. Here he emphasizes in that, and he talked about it and he said, listen, I'm talking about the good human beings, not the pretenders. The pretenders, they are silly. They are praying for some silly needs. They are looking for God to have a better food or a better place and things like that. What will happen to these people? You tell me. There are two groups of people. The first are the good people. I name them Muslim. They ask God only to get closer. The other group, the second one, they ask for this, for that, for that. And they are silly. What will happen to them?
They miss out. They're not. They don't taste that reality.
Listen. Are you listening? Read it, John.
If the lover of that conception be sincere, that metaphor will lead him to the reality.
Ah, that's it. Even those silly people, if they are honest and sincere, they will arrive. That's the point. You see, for you, it's either good or bad. So there are good people on that. The bad people, is it the bad people, if they are honest, it will become good. It's not punishment. It's not rejection. God will not reject anyone. He started to say, look at him like a beggar. He's begging you to get closer. So don't go for that. To say that if you're bad, you're rotten, so you belong to hell and things like that. We don't believe in that. Either you're good, or if you're honest, you will become good. Honesty. This honesty said, they emphasize a lot. To the point that the second to Muhammad is Abu Bakr Siddiq, honest. Because honesty is second to a spirit. The only thing you need is honesty. If you're bad and you're honest, God will save you. And if you're good, God will save you. So the only negative thing is dishonesty. And that dishonesty we'll not talk about. First of all, why should we talk about dishonesty? Because honestly, we are seeking something. We could be wrong. If you're honest and you're wrong, God will correct you. That's why our hope is there. Because he is not there to reject or punish people. This punishment is the propaganda of all religions, because the religious leaders, they seek power here. So they want you to have fear. So they frighten the people. Rumi will not do that, and knows that you think like that. Repeatedly in Masnavi, if I had time, this is one of the good things to study, to count it. I believe it will be more than 100 times. Rumi will say, if you're good and if you do this and this and this, you will be saved. And if you're not, just be honest. That will help you. If you are lost and you're honest, they will find you. He will attract you. He will never come to a point that say, if you're like this, you're safe. If not, you are in the hell. Rumi actually will send no one to hell. Because the hell for Rumi is not to be close enough. That's hell. I mean, I don't need to be punished. If I'm not with my beloved, I'm miserable enough. That's the hell. So heaven is to be with him, and hell is not to be there yet. Not to be there yet. Nobody is finished. Okay. Doomed person, we don't talk about. This is something that I hope you remember. Read again, please. The guy, the lover of that conception. Which is not conception, you know, it's vahma, illusion. Somebody who loves that illusion, if he's honest, that illusion will lead him to what? Reality. Oh my God. The word could be translated everything but reality. You know what the word is? Haqiqat. Sounds familiar? Haqiqat is haq. Because for us, there are two things. Vadiyat, haqiqat. Reality and the other one. The essence. The one which is really that. Because vadiyat, vadiyat, reality, in Arabic, it's not reality. Waqiyat is happening. Something that happens. Waqiq, you see? Something that happens and the essence of existence. That essence is haqiqat, because it comes from haq. Al-haqiqah. That's what it is. So he will say, okay, that illusion will lead him to haqiqat. Means to haq. Yes.
The exposition of this saying demands a commentary, but I am afraid of senile mind.
Why? Because I know if I explain it a little bit more, then you'll say, so what? If everybody is going to be saved, so I will relax, I will be saved no matter what, right? Because that's what you said. I need to explain it give you more information, but I fear that you will misinterpret it. Because when I said nobody will be rejected, suddenly your ego will jump out and say, good, so I don't have to be good to be saved. Right? Because you said nobody will be rejected. That's why all those religious people, they count upon fear and they say, if you don't do this, you will be miserable. If you don't do that, you will be punished. And they talk about punishment, and everybody knows the hell better than heaven. Why? Because of that reaction, they talk like that. Here you say, I make it short because I know that the explanation could lead to some misunderstanding. Yes?
Senile and short-sighted minds bring 100 evil fancies into their thoughts.
Okay, so